This morning, Father Mark came to me and said, "Father Sean, I've got good news and bad news. What do you want first?" I'm like, "Well, I guess I'll take the bad news first so we can end on a high point." Today's homily is kind of like that. So we're going to start with the bad news today in the homily, and then hang on, because the good news is actually all the better because of the bad news. So the bad news. This week on Wednesday, we started our adult faith conversations that I'm doing on Wednesdays at 7. And this week, the topic I talked a little bit about the terrorist attacks on 9/11, since it was the 18th anniversary this Wednesday, and talked about catastrophes and just natural disasters, tragedy in general. Oftentimes when these bad things happen, either in the world or with our families, we see families falling apart, we see our health deteriorating. Ultimately, the question always comes up, like, well, why do bad things happen to good people? Whenever something bad happens, it seems like automatically we turn and like, well, where's God? And God, why did you allow this to happen? Why did God, who's supposed to be all good and all powerful and all knowing, why did God allow this to happen? Well, my dad pointed out to me a song after he heard my talk on Wednesday about dangers and catastrophes. He said, "Father Sean, this was the perfect opportunity to talk about the song you asked him to leave." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, why not?" And so I offer you today as a little backdrop to why do bad things happen to good people, perhaps a little reflection from the gospel duo Wilburn and Wilburn. They have a song called "You Asked Him to Leave." And it talks about some of these tragedies. It starts off with there's a shooting in the school, and they finally talk about everyone's upset. They're mad. Where was God? Why did God allow three children to die? Fill in whatever other thing we're mad about. And Wilburn and Wilburn respond with the following chorus. "God wasn't around in your school today, but you wanted it that way, didn't you? God is not the one to blame. He didn't bring your pain. I say to you, he didn't cause this tragedy. He wasn't there. Remember, you asked him to leave." Sometimes we ask God to leave. Why do bad things happen? Sometimes it's our own darn fault. We bring these things on ourselves, and that's the bad news. Look at our readings today. The first reading, Israel, God's chosen people. He does everything for them. He brings them out of Egypt, the most powerful force in the world, without them having to defend themselves at all. God just does it. And when there's no water in the wilderness, he brings water from a rock. When they're hungry and they have nothing to eat, God brings heavenly bread from heaven, the manna. When all is worn out, God brings them to Mount Sinai to give them the Ten Commandments. And despite them turning away from God over and over, God has never abandoned them. And so what do they do when Moses leaves for a few minutes to go get the Ten Commandments? They abandon God. They worship a golden calf. They take their gold, which God gave them coming out of Egypt. They just gave their gold to the Israelites, said, "Get out of here." What do they do with that gold? They melt it down and make a false god, an idol. And they worship a calf, saying, "This is the God that brought us out of Egypt." And they worship that idol. Why do bad things happen to the Israelites in Scripture? Well, there's a good reason. You turn away from God and you worship false idols despite everything God has done, and bad things happen. Moses comes down, he crushes the Ten Commandments on the mountain. The earth opens and swallows up Dathan. Read about it in Exodus. Read about it really in the whole history of the Old Testament. It's God doing great things for us, and we saying, look at that, a false god. Let's worship that. We asked God to leave all throughout the history of the Old Testament. Look at our gospel today. We think of this great story of this incredible benevolent father, and indeed he is. But look at the story of this older son. In order to see the good news, we really got to look at the bad news. Because this older son who had everything, seems like he has a loving father, a great home, he comes to his loving father and says, give me my share of the inheritance that should come to me. Stop for a minute and think, when should that inheritance come to him? When his father has died. But he doesn't want to wait. He doesn't want a relationship with his loving father. He just wants what his father can do for him, namely his money. And so says to his father, I wish you were dead. But since you're not dead, at least give me your money now. I mean, amazing. I expect to read in the scriptures that when he comes to the father and says that, that the father smacks him upside the head. I mean, that would be appropriate. But to our astonishment, God, the father representing God in this case, gives it to him. He divides his property. And what does the son do? He leaves, squanders his inheritance, and ends up poor in a dung heap with swine, not even able to have enough food to eat. How did that happen? Why did such a bad thing happen to this older brother? Well, he asked his father to leave, and he left, gone. The elder son said, I'm leaving. I'm doing it my way. I'm out of here. And then he ends up in a dung heap with swine. Whose fault is that? It's his. We look at these stories, and I think we have to see just how bad the bad news is then to say sometimes the reason bad things happen to good people is because we're not always so good. A lot of times we, in fact, have asked God to leave, or we have done like the older son in the gospel, and we've stormed out of the house and said, God, I'll do it. I'm on my own. I don't want you. God, please get out of here. You think about it. We've asked God to please leave our families. God, we don't want you telling us what to do in the bedroom. God, please leave. We don't want you telling us what to do in our business. Sometimes we got to do immoral things to get ahead, God. Please leave our workplace. God, you know, we can't have you involved in our politics. Politics has got to be bracketed away from our faith. So God, please leave politics. Fill in whatever you want. Look at our world today and see why our families messed up. Why is our secular world so cutthroat and immoral? Why is it that all these things seem to go so bad? Well, maybe it's because it's our fault. Maybe we asked God to leave. Maybe we said, I'm leaving, and we've tried to do it ourselves. Why are things so bad? Why did God allow this to happen? Where was God when these bad things were happening? He wasn't there. Remember, you asked him to leave. Now that's bad. That's the bad news. But now the good news. All that being true, look at the end of the stories. This father in our gospel that should have just beat his son to a pulp, when he sees him coming, notice that the father is obviously looking for him. He sees him a long way off, it says. And when he sees him, you would think that the father now would beat his son and say, you get out of here. You wanted to leave. You thought you could do it. Get out. But he doesn't. In fact, his reaction is so extravagant that it is beyond good news. He says, put a ring on his finger, a robe around him, sandals on his feet. He slaughters the fattened calf and has a banquet. Nobody could see that coming. Nobody could say that the older son deserved that. And yet that is the way our God is. It's crazy what the father does. It was crazy when he gave him his property in the first place. It's even more crazy that he throws this feast. Notice the part about the one sheep that gets lost. I don't know about you, but I read that parable. Which one of you having 100 sheep and losing one wouldn't leave 99 and go after one? Well, me maybe. I got 99 good sheep. That one that wandered off, who cares? Probably did it on his own. Forget that sheep. It's his fault. Didn't stay with the flock. No, this shepherd leaves 99 good sheep to go after one little sheep. That's good news when you're the one sheep. I mean, how many times we sit back and think, well, I'm part of the 99 righteous ones. Wouldn't be me. The essence of the Christian life is to be able to see that we are the one sheep. At some point, we are the one who leaves the fold and goes off. We say, forget you, God, our loving Father. But look at this crazy shepherd. This crazy shepherd says to you, yeah, I know, you left. You did it. It's your fault. I don't owe you anything. And yet I would risk losing 99 sheep just for you. That's crazy. I think this parable should be called the parable of the crazy shepherd. But guess what? That's how much God loves us. And when we contemplate exactly all the bad things we've done to God, how many times we've said, God, please leave, to think that his response to us is, no, I won't leave you. I will lay down my life for you. The truth is, why do bad things happen to good people? None of us can say that we're so good that we don't deserve sometimes what we get. In fact, either through original sin or personal sin, the better question is not why do bad things happen to us, it's why does good things happen to us? Considering all that we do to God, why does he give us anything good? And that is the good, good news, that God loves us that much, that we're the one sheep, we're the prodigal son that's come home, and he just wants to say, welcome. Welcome back. So if today you're sitting here and you're thinking, yeah, I can think of all the ways that in my life I have said, God, I don't want you here. God, please leave there. All right. Don't gloss over that. Realize just how bad that is. All of us deserve death. That is the hard, cold truth. We all deserve death. And Jesus came and said, I'll take it. I'll take the punishment. Kill me instead. Let these ones go. That's beyond good news. That's the best news we could ever think of. So if you want that good news, invite Jesus Christ back in today. Invite Jesus Christ back into your marriage, back into your families. Put him first. Allow him in everywhere, especially the place that you bracket off. Allow God back into the bedroom, the boardroom. Allow God back into our society, into our politics, into our government. Allow God back in everywhere, and you will have the good, good, best news you could ever hope to have. But if you don't, remember you asked him to leave.